Hello and welcome to the Storehouse Christian Fellowship Podcast, a church in the making. We broadcast live messages from our services and discussion about the progress of our church and the ministry of the Storehouse. The Storehouse is an exciting new church filled with people who love God and desire to see every person receive Jesus as their personal Savior. We teach and preach the gospel of Jesus as described in the Holy Bible, and we inspire others to maximize their capacity in fulfilling God's purpose for their lives. We want to invite you to visit our services and experience the love that we have for our Heavenly Father and for one another.
The following message segment is live from the Storehouse and was presented by our pastor, John Salgado. His message is inspired by the Lord and presented to encourage and uplift the church. We hope that you enjoy and receive from today's word.
And pray for one another that you may be healed. And then it says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Amen? God is talking about a specific type of prayer. A prayer filled with the Holy Spirit. A prayer that's effective and fervent. Amen? And when we pray in this manner, when we pray in this way, and when we add the feeling of the Holy Spirit, and we pray, there's a powerful event that takes place. What we're going to be seeing in the Word of God today is an environment to the Holy Spirit. And I want you to be able to take that in and receive it and see how the Holy Spirit is alive and well and with us. Amen. Jesus said, I must go, but I will send you another. And he will be your what from Wednesday night? Remember, your helper. He's going to help you. What is he going to help you to do? He's going to help you to be filled up with the Spirit, to be able to activate and be involved in Holy Spirit environments, to be involved in the moving of God, to be involved in speaking forth the Word of God and the words of which Jesus spoke himself. Amen? That's what the Holy Spirit is doing to help you and assist you. He doesn't want us to be lacking. He doesn't want us to be sitting back and not really doing anything. He wants us to be filled with his Spirit and be filled with an activating force and power in the presence and the person of the Holy Spirit to accomplish the Word of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to look at some scripture today. You know, when you read, and we're going to go into the book of Acts, you're going to see something very interesting that takes place in the book of Acts. You're going to see, as I told you before, if you were to read the Gospels, Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, will tell you basically specifically what Jesus did, all the examples of what Jesus did. And then if you read the epistles of Romans, or the epistles of Paul, you understand who Jesus was. You understand what it is he was doing. Because Paul writes about the works of Jesus Christ. But in the Acts, boy, it's just what it says it is. The Acts of the disciples. The Acts of the apostles. The action that takes place by the infilling of the Holy Spirit in the combination of the Word of God. That there is action that takes place. Amen? Somebody say action. We like action movies, don't we? Because we watch them and all kinds of cars flipping and jumping. Well, that's extreme. That's action. That's something that gets you excited and motivates you. What's that same kind of action that we see in the book of Acts? That same type of movement, momentum. The same, because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they were able to create actions. Amen? They were able to create actions. Be active. Peter stood up, like I said, Wednesday night. Boy, he stood up and he preached that sermon. He probably thought about it later on and said, man, that was amazing. He knew that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And it was the Holy Spirit that gave him that power to stand up amongst those people and declare the gospel and to take action and draw men into the Lord. Amen? Draw men to the cross. Draw men to repentance and to understand the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Amen? The actions. So we see here that there's one element that we must pay very much attention to. Fervent prayer. James tells us the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. I'm going to pull this into our message this morning, so I want you guys to understand that. Remember that. James 5:16, part B, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Let me reemphasize what we were talking about last week, getting into a place of prayer. making prayer a daily lifestyle. Getting into prayer. If you can't pray an hour, pray 5 minutes. Until you pray 5 minutes, then you'll pray six. Before you know it, you'll pray 10 and 15. But Jesus, the James is telling us here, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We're going to see when the Holy Spirit is moving and creating an environment and He's operating, He's looking for those that are praying effectively so that the emotions and the activities and the operation of the Holy Spirit can combine with the prayer of the fervent righteous man, the fervent prayers of a righteous man, and you'll see how God will begin to put the pieces of ministry together so that the Holy Spirit can flow and explode with power. Amen? If we're not praying, if we're not being effectively doing this effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, the Holy Spirit is moving, and you're kind of out here. You're not getting in tune with the Holy Spirit. You need to get in tune and be prayed up and be filled up with His Spirit. Because when His Spirit is moving, boy, He wants everybody to jump in on it and go forward and do something dynamic for the Lord. Amen? The dunamis power. From the Word we get dynamite. Amen? Powerful. Bam! Explosion. You want to be involved in the Holy Spirit atmosphere when the Holy Spirit is moving, not only in the church, but in the streets and in untypical places, in which we're going to see here now as we go forward. But He's looking for one thing very specifically, and it's right here in James chapter 5, verse 16. Where is it at? James chapter 5, where? Verse 16 says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Can somebody say that with me? One, two, three. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. I'll say it again. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. When you go home, you need to take that and speak it to yourself. Say, I want to be that man, or I want to be that woman. I want to be a prayer person of prayer. I want to be one that will pray all the time. And I want to build up my prayer life. I want to be able to, oh, I don't know how to pray. Well, open your mouth and just say, thank you, Jesus. Start with just thanking the Lord. Thank you, Father, for what I have today. We started this morning. I said, thank you for the shoes. Thank you for the minimal, minuscule things that you have. Thank Him for everything. If that's the only thing you can do to begin your prayer, pray like that. And you'll see as you begin to pray more, you'll be drawn. And people will come to you and say, will you pray for me? Now you've got something to pray for. And the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man continues and goes on. And your spirit man gets built up. And your spirit man gets ready to go. And then all of a sudden, here comes the Holy Spirit moving. And you're like, I'm right with that. And the Holy Spirit dunamisly creates an event and an action takes place. Amen? Praise the Lord. Then this is exciting stuff, you guys. Exciting. I hope you grasp it. I want you to understand very clearly. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Because there's something else that the Lord is showing us that we have to understand to get into the Holy Spirit environment, to get into the Holy Ghost environment, to get in on board when the moving of the Holy Spirit takes place. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Amen. When you're there, say, I got it. Come on, say it like you mean it. Amen. You guys are awesome. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Are you guys following me? Tracking with me. I said the first thing we need and understand is that there's an effective, fervent man praying. That's one part that is necessary. Praying, praying, praying. Kingdom of God, children of God, those of us in the church, pray, pray, pray. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Okay? Let's look at what he says. He says, there's a vessel. You know what that vessel is? That earthen vessel is you. You're that open vessel, available. God desires for us to be open vessels. When I looked at the word vessel, it meant open container. Remember we were talking about Wednesday? Meaning don't get yourself filled up with anything other than the Spirit out being outpoured from His Spirit on high. He says, in the last days, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, upon the earthen vessel that is open and ready to receive from the outpouring of God. Amen? Does anybody understand? Okay, here we go. You are the earthen vessel. And what is the treasure that is within inside of you? Well, Paul's talking about the gospel ignited by the Holy Spirit and power. Something that is valuable. Something that is you are the earthen vessel in which God said that He would pour out of His Spirit upon and fill up. Amen? We need to remember to be filled up with God's Spirit. Don't allow ourselves to be filled up with any other type of junk other than the Spirit of God. Amen? The Spirit of God first. The Spirit of the Lord first. Lord, fill my cup with nothing but you. Guard your eyes, guard your ears, guard your mouth, guard the things that you touch. Because those are all the entry points in which God will pour out of his spirit into your spirit. Guard your spirit. Guard it quickly. Guard it heavily. So that the Holy Spirit, as God is pouring out of himself, that he's pouring into you his spirit. He's pouring into you the anointing. He's pouring into you all of him, more of him and less of you. And what do we say that Jesus said then? That in the last, that they will come to me with, and they'll seek living waters, and they will be poured into them, and from their heart there will be an outpouring of waters that will come forth, of living waters will burst from within them, from within their heart. That's what he was prophesying against what I'm talking here. We're taking these two elements and putting it together: prayer and the vessel. Prayer and the vessel. The vessel itself is filled with the Word of God and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're adding prayer to the element. And all of a sudden, we get this combination of dynamite. We get this combination of a powerful move of God. We get the combination of the authority of God's Word that can be active, that is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen? Hallelujah. And that is what is going to take place to make there be action. You guys kidding me? You guys follow me? The Lord is telling us and speaking to us. He says, church, I want people of action. I want people like this that are ready and prepared and are hearing my voice, that are praying and seeking me, that are filled with my word and are opening themselves for me to pour of myself into them. Amen. That's you today. That's you today. I'm here to...
We want to thank you for listening and hope that you subscribe to this podcast and continue to listen in to what is going on here at the Storehouse. If you want to email any suggestions or comments, you can email at info@storehouseone.org. That's info@storehouseone.org. And don't forget to visit the website at www.storehouseone.org. For those of you that are in the area, we are located at 9815 Carmenita Road, Suite I in the city of Whittier, California, 90605. Our phone number here is 562-696-3330. Our services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We hope to see you at the Storehouse or hear from you by email. Until next time, go forward fulfilling God's purpose with passion.